Despite strong opposition from Islamists in parliament, Pakistan's lower house passed the landmark legislation late Wednesday evening. Speaker of the House, Chaudhry Amir Hussain, tallied the final vote.
All those in favor of the motion may say aye. Against may say no. I think ayes have it. So the motion is adopted and the bill is passed.
The law will now be forwarded to the country's Senate, where the ruling party holds a commanding lead and is expected to pass the bill without major opposition. The legislation effectively shifts future rape cases out of Pakistan's religious courts and into the country's more moderate civil court system. Passage of the law would significantly curtail Pakistan's conservative Islamic legal system and its so-called Hudood ordinances, which were originally passed in 1979. Under those laws, women are liable to prosecution for adultery if they fail to produce 4 male Muslim witnesses to corroborate claims of rape. Pakistan's conservative Islamic parties have strenuously rejected efforts to change the ordinances. The MMA, a coalition of Islamist opposition groups, walked out of Tuesday's parliamentary session before the vote was taken. An MMA official said the new law would violate Islamic principles and promote free sex in Pakistan. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has been pushing the country's parliament to amend the Hudood ordinances for several years. On Tuesday, his Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz told reporters the new law would protect the rights of women in Pakistan. He also said the law is in complete conformity with Islamic teachings. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。